Hello, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I'm about to do the preview for the Pacific Division for the Western Conference. I'm going to do the first four teams. The four teams I'm choosing today is the Seattle Kraken, the LA Kings, the Edmonton Oilers, and the Vancouver Canucks. And the other four teams we'll do in a couple days. Well, first of all, we've already done a good little connection to the Seattle Kraken. So we kind of know it's the first year for them. And, you know, they went out and got Gaudreau from the Calgary Flames. They got Jamie Oleksiak from the Dallas Stars, which is from our team and one of my favorite players. They look like they've done some solid things. And the question for the Seattle Kraken, can they have the magic that the Vegas Golden Knights had in their inaugural season and make it all the way to the Cup because of the expansion draft? There won't be so much more to say about that until the season starts taking place and we get to watch them play and see how well they play. Now, the biggest acquisition for the Los Angeles Kings is Philip Deneau from the Montreal Canadiens. A very, very good player. But once again, my question for the LA Kings is, are you just too old? I mean, Anze Kopitar, one of the greatest players that the Los Angeles Kings have ever had in their tenure. I mean, great centerman. But he's getting old and up there in years. And I wonder if he'll play as well. But a lot of people say because of getting to know from Montreal that's going to put a lot of relaxation on Anze, and he can play more of an offensive style of game. He's had to play a lot more defensive minutes because they haven't had the support to help him. I do like Jonathan Quick still. I mean, goaltender for LA, but he's getting old. I mean, I just don't feel like LA is taking it very seriously about their future. Now, Quinton Byfield, the second round overall pick in the 2019 draft, they're saying that he's possibly getting ready to make his NHL debut. I'm looking forward to that because I really want to see how well he plays. And then Edmonton. Lots of speed, lots of offense. They went ahead and re-signed Nurse, one of their great defensemen. But I'm still wondering, do they have enough defensively? It's going to be a big question mark there for me. So we just talked about Seattle. We talked about LA. We talked about Edmonton. Now my last team to talk about today is Vancouver. And looks like Vancouver is going to be kind of a dark horse, in my opinion. They're not talking about a lot of them, but I know that they did some good acquisitions in the offseason. And I hope that they, you know, put it together. So that's going to be a good question here for me, is what they're about to do. I mean, the big acquisition they picked up was Oliver Edman Larson from the Phoenix Coyotes. And he's a really good defenseman. And he'll have a lot of help. You know, Patrick Ilyish, some of the players of youth that they have. They got Jack Hughes, and I mean, there's a lot of really good young talent on the Vancouver Canucks. The question that I have is maybe with a veteran guy like Larson, maybe he brings some leadership to that team. So those are my first four teams to talk about. We'll talk about some more in a couple days. I mean, the biggest name is Blake Coleman going to the Calgary Flames, and that's going to be something to talk about because he's going to be expected to do a lot more than he did in Tampa, because Tampa had a lot of support. He's going to kind of have to be the guy, and we'll talk more about that when we talk about Calgary in the next little while. So anyway, thanks for listening. We still got two more divisions to do. We got the Atlantic and the Metropolitan for the Eastern Conference. We still have about 61 days left until hockey starts. And until then, we'll keep everybody updated on the rosters, and we'll have some more fun. Thank you, everyone. And once again, just a reminder, if you guys are interested in subscribing to the podcast, go to anchor.com, look up the Dallas Hockey Minute, and they'll give you a link below to where you can register, or use the Anchor app to do the same thing. I appreciate everyone's support and listening, and everyone have a wonderful day.